make Scotty's Brewhouse your game day destination and enjoy these great specials available all day, every day. Scotty's Brewhouse, located at 2001 South Neal Street, Champaign's craft beer sports bar.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
President Trump asks Mexico for help. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Help stopping what he calls a Democrat Party-led assault on our country, referencing that caravan of Central American migrants headed to the border. Fox's Rachel Sutherland live in Washington.
Dave, President Trump is threatening to call up the U.S. military to close the southern border if Mexico doesn't help stop the flow of migrants. Honduran migrant Daisy Churcos, speaking through a translator, has been praying the president will allow her to come to America.
Primeramente Dios.
God willing, the U.S. president will open the doors for us so we can go in.
The president tweeted the large flow of people from Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador includes many criminals. He also blames Democrats for what he calls weak immigration laws. Dave.
Well, Rachel, in an hour, President Trump will sit down with Mike Pompeo to discuss who might be responsible for a journalist's presumed murder at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul.
The president will receive a full download from the Secretary of State on his recent trip to Saudi Arabia and to Turkey. According to reports, Turkey has audio which captures Jamal Khashoggi's brutal murder, and the president said yesterday that the U.S. wants that tape.
Fox Business Network's Blake Berman at the White House. The Washington Post has published Jamal Khashoggi's final column received the day after he went missing. Khashoggi wrote, "The Arab world has its own iron curtain silencing the media." An attack in Afghanistan at a governor's mansion. Afghan guards opened fire, killing a police chief. Two Americans were wounded. It happened at a meeting that was attended by General Scott Miller, the commander of NATO and U.S. troops in Afghanistan. He was uninjured. They don't need or want it, but more rain will fall in Central Texas, ravaged by flooding that left two people dead. Dozens of others have needed to be rescued.
There it is right there. Look at that. Pieces of the 2900 bridge. Unbelievable.
That's Jason Cullison via Storyful. That bridge on the raging Llano River washed away. This is Fox News.
All money managers may seem pretty much the same. But while some money managers may recommend high commission investment products, Fisher Investments avoids them. Some money managers may have hidden and layered fees. Fisher Investments never does. And while some money managers are happy to earn commissions from you, whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're structured to be on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come to us from other money managers. Talk with us and find out why so many experienced investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
There's a new Fox News poll that shows more likely voters plan to go Democrat in the upcoming elections. 49% versus 42% who plan to vote Republican. However, President Trump will like that his job approval rating rose to 47% in our latest poll. He'll rally in three states the next 3 days. Montana first. Today, he'll campaign against a Democratic senator who helped derail his first pick for VA Secretary, Dr. Ronnie Jackson. The president wrote that Senator John Tester behaved worse than what the Democrat mob did to Justice Kavanaugh.
President Trump travels to Missoula, Montana today to campaign on behalf of Republican U.S. Senate candidate Matt Rosendale. This will be the president's third trip to Montana to campaign on behalf of Rosendale, who seeks to unseat Democratic U.S. Senator John Tester. Two recent polls show Tester with a narrow lead, but within the poll's margin of error. At the White House, John Decker, Fox News.
A high school band that got banned in Mississippi? Now getting some sympathy.
It all started earlier this month when Jackson's Forest Hill High School band put on a football halftime skit in Brookhaven. It showed some of the kids dressed as doctors pointing fake guns at other kids dressed up as police officers. It took place less than a week after two cops were fatally shot in Brookhaven. The band's director says they were acting out a scene from the movie John Q, but they were banned by the State High School Activities Association. At first, the mayor of Brookhaven was outraged, but now wants that ban lifted, saying it was a case of bad judgment, that the students should not be punished. Ken Duffy, Fox News.
Well, Wall Street stock futures are down before the opening bell. In baseball's playoffs, a dramatic win for the Red Sox, beating the Astros with the final out on a diving catch with the bases loaded in the bottom of the ninth. Earlier, there was controversy. A Houston home run was disallowed because of fan interference. Boston leads the American League Championship Series 3-1. In the NLCS, L.A. beat Milwaukee, giving the Dodgers a 3-2 series lead. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Yeah, I forgot to mention the diving catch by that guy for Boston. Really good hitter, a lefty, and he just, I mean, robbed. It could have been game over. Houston would have got three runs. That ball gets by because the bases were loaded. That was amazing. Bertinelli, whatever the guy's name is. Not a Cub, not a Cardinal. Don't care. News brought to you by your 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. When you plan to buy your next home, go with Justin Gensler and the 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. Visit them in their new location, 217 South Neal in downtown Champaign. Here's Jamie Monticelli.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The Champaign Police Department continues to ask for the public's help in the homicide investigation of 35-year-old Arnold F. Hopkins of Champaign. On October 14th at about 1:30 in the morning, Hopkins was found in a private home in the 2600 block of Lawndale Drive with a fatal gunshot wound. Police are now urging anyone who drove, walked, or biked through Westfield and or Lawndale Drive between 1 and 1:30 in the morning of the shooting October 14th to contact police. Powerball says no tickets matched all of the numbers in last night's drawing. The jackpot was $378 million. The winning numbers were 3, 57, 64, 68, and 69, and the Powerball is 15. The next drawing is Saturday night. The Mega Millions grand prize is up to $900 million. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Hi, I'm Justin Gensler with the 217 Mortgage Team at IMB. If you played sports growing up, your coach probably said something along the lines of, there's no I in team. Well, this is an important mindset to have while playing organized sports. Here at the 217 Mortgage Team, we believe there is an I in team. I am here for you every step of the way while purchasing your next home. I represent what's best for you, and I will work harder for you than anyone else. So if you're looking to purchase your first home or your 10th home, call the 217 Mortgage Team with Illinois National Bank because I want to work hard for you.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 47721. Justin's NMLS is 611367.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 three-day forecast from the National Weather Service. It's looking good.
Sunshine, our high 60, down to 38 this evening. 68 the high tomorrow, 20% chance of showers after 1. Clouds on Friday night with a low 46. 66, sunny and breezy come Saturday, up to 60 on Sunday. We're currently at 33 on ESPN 93.5.
All right, glad you're listening. It is Thursday morning into our 8 o'clock hour. I am Stevie J, and that's Diane Ducey. You can always stream us at ESPNCU.com. Go to our podcast, listen on demand, ESPNCU.com. Jeremy Warner Show coming up after 9, between 9 and 11. Tan Carp this afternoon, 4 to 6. And baseball continues. Dodgers now lead the Milwaukee Brewers 3-2. And Boston is in the World Series for all intents and purposes, now leading 3-1 against Houston. One more in Houston, two more in Beantown if necessary. And if you own a Game 6 ticket to Fenway Park, do you hope your team loses tonight so that you can attend and watch them celebrate?
I see.
Or do you just say, just get her done? I think you just say, just get her done. Well, lots of campaigning. 2 weeks from Tuesday is Election Day, although it's kind of election season when you can vote all the time now. It all started. Rachel Sutherland, Fox News Radio. How are you?
I am well. How are you doing?
I'm fine. Just fine and dandy. Watching all of this unfold, and it's kind of got some great intrigue because all the people that say they know what's going to happen, they don't.
Well, that's exactly right. And, you know, we have these new polls out for the midterms coming. And after what happened in 2016, even though it's a Fox News poll, and dude, I trust my own polls,
right? No, me too.
But at the same time, it was so off in 2016. It's just, okay, I read the polls, I take in the information, and then you just have to go with it, with it in the back of your mind, and understand that things should be very different 3 weeks from now on Election Day.
I haven't really analyzed the new Fox polls. What's it indicating? Anything permanent?
Yeah, I think this is interesting in that really the wind is on the backs of Democrats heading into the midterms, which is not unusual. anytime you have a midterm election, whatever party is occupying in the White House traditionally sees some losses. The question is how many?
Yeah.
There's been discussion about blue wave. Maybe it'll be more like a blue ripple. You need to be looking at some of the House seats that are vulnerable, and some that are expected to flip, and some that are not. So I think the House is probably more vulnerable to a change of power than the Senate. But the president's going to be out campaigning quite a bit over the next few days. I believe he'll be in Montana tonight, in Nevada, coming over the next couple of days, because Senator Dean Heller out in Nevada, the Republican there, is facing a tough challenge. So the president has like four or five different campaign rallies just in the coming days.
Wonder if you went up to Donald Trump and said, quick, where are you? What do you know?
Where is he as far as
Where are you tonight? The crowd's big. Everyone's screaming.
Oh. I mean, right now he's at the White House.
Does he know? Because this is kind of the same look. Big crowds, all enthusiastic. He does them every night. I mean, I
get what you're saying.
Yeah, I'd be like a rock and roll guy. I don't know what city I'm in, but it looks the same.
Yeah, just like, hello, Missoula,
you're
Montana.
Right on the back
that's
of your
where
guitar.
It's going to be tonight.
Right on the back of your guitar. Yeah, that's right, Diane.
Yeah, exactly. And these could be in Mesa, Arizona, somewhere called Elko, Nevada.
Do you guys in the media find it pretty interesting that he's pretty much taking the microphone and nobody else is speaking right now from the White House except him?
It's an interesting point, and you're not the first one to bring it up. I think that the president is definitely wanting to craft the message himself. You're not seeing Sarah Sanders up there. You're certainly not seeing Sean Spicer. His days are long over. And it may be effective for President Trump. He goes, just like he is on Twitter, going directly to the people. I mean, obviously the cameras are there. But he's not going through a spokesperson. And I think the messaging is a little more clear from the White House. Before, when he had all these spokespeople coming out, you still see Kellyanne Conway out there and all, but you get a more clear message when it's coming straight from the president. You can't get any more clear than that unless he backtracks or something.
You know what? What do you call the stuff you have a list you're supposed to go a scavenger hunt? You know what you could you know what you could never get in a scavenger hunt, Rachel Sutherland? A picture of Donald Trump without his suit coat on.
Huh.
Wow. How do you know you couldn't get that in scavenger hunt?
A friend of mine told me he got to meet with Donald Trump. It's been 30 years, but he said back then nobody had ever seen Donald Trump without a suit coat on.
I see.
Well, he had to go out to the golf course. You'll find it.
Well, in working, when he's, quote, working and has his tie,
okay.
I don't think anybody can find a picture of Donald Trump without a suit coat on, and certainly not in the Oval Office. I don't know. Just a little trick.
Oh, I doubt it. I haven't seen anything like that.
That's what I'm saying. Could be rare. Could be worth money from a paparazzi. Okay, Rachel, it's fun. It's at Sutherland Fox. No relation to Kiefer or his dad.
Or Donald.
Donald is really good. Hunger Games, oh, man, he's a really good person.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, he's good. It's Sutherland somewhere you're related. I appreciate all your good work.
Thanks.
Thank you, Rachel Sutherland, Fox News, D.C. Bureau. Yeah, Donald Trump without a suit coat on.
Huh.
Find it.
Hadn't thought about it.
Find it with a white shirt. Because there was a, remember the, I have a, that picture of all the presidents playing poker?
Yeah.
And somebody painted him in it? But they painted him with a tie and a white shirt. That's not happening.
I see.
He wouldn't look like that.
Well, I mean, it's a more relaxed poker game.
Right, so. But he'd be in like a golf shirt.
He probably would.
There you go. Whatever that's worth. 8:13.
It's all about you and I at the U of I Community Credit Union. Sure. We started out only serving U of I employees, but we've graduated to serving the entire Champaign-Urbana community. And you know what? We love it. From football fields to cornfields, from humble beginnings to small victories, from Rantoul to Fisher, from Sadorus to Sydney, and everything in between. We know you've got a fighting spirit, and here at the U of I Community Credit Union, we're your biggest fans. The entire community, because it's all about campus and community at the U of I Community Credit Union. Stop by one of our three branches in Champaign and Urbana and let us show you how we continue to serve both campus and community. Because you know what? It's all about you and I at the U of I Community Credit Union.
If you're looking to save money at a grocery store with fresh fruits and vegetables, with in-store help, and someone who bags your groceries, I invite you to visit Value Check, where cost-plus food creates more savings. Value Check, where quality and price meet you in the middle. Did I say you'll save money? You'll save money. Fantastic specials every single week. If you want to save money on your groceries, visit Value Check today. They're at 1914 Glen Park Drive in Champaign.
In 1983, the Illini went to the Rose Bowl with a perfect 9-0 record. In 1989, the Flying Illini were 31-5. In 1996, the Chicago Bulls finished the season 72-10. And in 2016, the Chicago Cubs won the World Series with a record of 103-58. A winning record leads to success. 10-16? That's my opponent's voting record since 2003, and he wants to be your election authority? He's only voted 10 times in the last 26 elections. I'm Aaron Ammons. I'm 26-0. I have voted in each of the last 26 elections. So when it comes to protecting your vote in the county clerk's office, who is your number one pick to lead your team? The candidate with a losing record of 10-16 or the candidate with a perfect record, 26-0? This November, vote Aaron Ammons for county clerk, paid for by friends of Aaron Ammons.
Is there a greater combination than pizza and beer? Or pizza and beer with all the games on a 16-foot big screen? Nope. That's why Rafter's Draft and Dough is dedicated to all three. Although there's more to the menu than classic pizza combos with salads, appetizers, wings, and grinders. And top it off with a five-beer flight of the always rotating craft beers on tap. Rafter's, the place to be to cheer on your favorite team this fall. Rafter's Draft and Dough on Bradley Avenue, right across from Triple T Car Wash in Champaign, and find them on Facebook.
If you're looking for a great car dealership, look no further than Honda BMW of Champaign. Ben Quattrone and his team just received the Honda President's Award in 2017, meaning they're one of the best Honda dealerships in America. They offer great deals. They have a tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time and customer service that'll keep you coming back. So before you buy, make sure you give the award-winning Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Just off Neil at Burwash and Savoy, online, drivechampaign.com.
All right, let's check your sports headlines, Diane.
Dodgers over the Milwaukee Brewers. That final was 5-2, so the Dodgers are on top 3-2 on the National League side. On the American League side, Boston Red Sox win 8-6 over the Houston Astros. They've got a game at 7 o'clock in Houston tonight with the Bo Sox on top 3-1 at this point. And the fan interference call is one that you might want to replay today on your break at work. NFL action, Denver is at Arizona. Of course, our Illini up in Madison, Wisconsin to take on the 23rd-ranked Badgers, and that's at 11 a.m. on Saturday. Montreal beat the St. Louis Blues on ice last night 3-2. The Blackhawks and Arizona Coyotes at 7 o'clock this evening. On to the NBA, Pacers beat Memphis 111-83. The Bulls are in Philadelphia to take on the 76ers tonight. At Sports, I'm Diane Ducey.
They're Illini True, Orange, and Blue. They've lived it, and now you can hear it from the insiders. Join Illini great Dion Thomas on the Jeremy Warner Show Mondays at 9 a.m. on ESPN Radio. Enjoy comments and qualified insights into Illini basketball and Big Ten sports. Hear Dion Thomas, Illinois' all-time leading scorer, Century Team member, and retired pro player talk Illini basketball. Starting October 29th through March, join the Jeremy Warner Show live featuring Dion Thomas for the big picture.
If you ever hear Diane, like, saying something and it's supposed to be off mic, it's my fault.
Oh.
Just so.
I just hollered out.
I'm the one that didn't take your mic.
Okay.
I'm just covering you on that just because it's my fault.
Thanks, Stevie.
You want to do that now? Yeah, that's fine. Let's do that. Well, you ought to watch this on the YouTube channel.
Right.
You can at least see a couple fish in the aquarium.
Yes.
We are very happy to have Jillian Landon from Ryan Dallas team with us. How are you?
Good. How are you guys this morning?
Real good.
And we've talked about the big Ryan Dallas real estate taste and tour this Saturday, right?
Yes.
What do I do? Where do I go?
So we'll be out there at the Jacobs Landing and Trails at Abbey Field subdivisions. We've got 6 properties that will be available to tour out there. We've also partnered with some local vendors to have samples of their food selections on site so that you get a chance to tour
the
homes.
You're going to pay for the food or free food?
All free. So we're inviting everyone to come out.
How do you miss that?
Yeah, right?
I mean, it's free food. Good, nice house. Where's the food? No, it's good. It's all good. So the houses are beautiful, right?
Gorgeous homes. Yeah. And we've got
new construction?
So all new construction, okay. Yes, by McGuire Homes and Dean Custom Builders.
Okay, mm-hmm. Very good. We're very good builders.
Yes, yeah. You get a chance to see some of the latest in-home design, some trends, speak with some of the designers, speak with the builders, have a little Q&A if you would like, get an idea about the home building process, and then, of course, the food. So yeah, we can't beat that.
Can't beat it. So, what are my hours on this Saturday?
So we'll be out there from 11 to 5, both Saturday and Sunday. So okay. We're inviting everyone to come out. There'll be parking.
Well marked. I know where to go. It's not going to be, where is this thing? You'll have signs and things.
Yep, we've got some signs out already if you're out in the neighborhood. We've got some parking available on the north side of Jacobs Boulevard there in Jacobs Landing. And then to get to all of the homes, Illinois National Bank has contributed golf carts.
Awesome.
So we'll be able to put people in there and
run
along with walking. Looks like it's going to be a beautiful weekend.
What do you see trends-wise? People still want the big bathrooms and the masters and the big kitchens opened up. I mean, it's still kind of the high ceiling look.
Right, still drawn to that open concept. A lot of these homes feature that. You'll see different selections in terms of flooring, mm-hmm. tile, backsplash, countertops, a wide variety so that you get a chance to see some of the up-and-coming things. Of course, McGuire Homes is going to have their design studio as a stop on the tour, and their designers will be there in-house showing you different combinations that could work, how to play things off of each other to get the right style that you're looking for.
Yeah, well, that's good. And it's also helpful if you are going to build a home that both of you don't care a lot. One needs to care. The other needs to say how much.
A lot of decisions to make, right?
And again, and particularly I'm pointing at guys, you know, what do we... It looks nice. You're happy. I'm happy, right? I mean, that's... If your wife is happy...
It's a good motto. In all things.
Oh, exactly. I asked Janet, I said, what do you think? She says, what do you think? I say, what do you think? And she'll say, and I say, I like that. Yeah. Because
mm-hmm. yep.
What the heck do I care about the backsplash? I don't know how to pick out a backsplash. Anyway, come see this. It'll be wonderful. Again, this Saturday, they'll be 11 to 5. Josh, I think, is going to be there.
Yeah, and we'll give you an opportunity to win the season basketball.
Yeah, 11
tickets.
To 1:30 for mm-hmm. Josh at Trails at Abbey Fields and Jacobs Landing subdivisions. I don't know why. I mean, love looking at new homes and love the food.
And the food.
It's all good.
Yep.
Hey, nice to see you.
Thanks for coming out. Thank you for having me. We'd like to see everyone this weekend.
You got it. Ryan Dallas Real Estate Taste and Tour this Saturday, 11 to 5, Trails at Abbey Fields and Jacobs Landing subdivisions. And again, you can stop by 11 to 5, 11 to 1:30 if you want to register for the basketball tickets.
That's
as
right.
Well. 822.
Hi, it's Corey with Max Twin City Recycling. We pride ourselves on giving the area an outlet to recycle and get paid for their unwanted metals. We're taking our community focus a step further with our Recycling for a Cause program. Each month, Max Twin City will choose a different local charity to feature in an effort to raise money for those causes. Visit maxrecycling.com for a complete list of program details.
Starting it over is what we do.
To experience relief from muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This non-greasy foam is proven to relieve muscle cramps fast and reduce muscle soreness. TheraWorks Relief can also prevent muscle cramps before they start, so you can get a full night's sleep without having to worry about muscle cramps. TheraWorks Relief only takes minutes to apply, absorbs quickly, and it works. TheraWorks Relief is a life-changing product, and you don't even need a prescription. Get TheraWorks Relief today in the pain relief aisle at Walmart, CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens pharmacies, or TheraWorksRelief.com.
ESPN 93.5, it is the mayor of Champaign, Deborah Frank Finan, her mom Linda, legendary. How are you, Mayor?
I'm great. I saw your daughter Grace this week, so
you
did you know that?
I did not know that.
we have our nails done at the same place.
No kidding. Nice.
She was having kind of a rest day. She was with Janet. That was pretty. It was nice to see her being able to relax a little bit.
Yeah, she's off in Rockford, I think, for the next 3 days doing a character counts. Talks every day to kids.
Wow, that's
great. Then she's back Saturday for an hour, and then back Sunday in Metropolis, which is, I guess, 3.5 hours south. So she's all over the state and enjoying it and really appreciate knowing you and having met you and appreciate all your help with her preparation for Miss America.
I hope she takes a picture with the Superman
statue
in Metropolis.
That's cool. Okay, Mayor, tough question now. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
So what in the heck are we doing about these shootings?
Yeah. Well, so our police have have ramped up enforcement, and we do, and I think we've talked about this before, we take it very seriously, but on a countywide level. So there's cooperation with all of our chiefs and the sheriff's department, which I think is really unique to get people with large jobs, and I don't mean big egos in a bad way, but very, you know, sure of themselves. They're running big departments who all put that aside to work together to get on this. So that's part of it. We continue to have our Fresh Start program. But city staff worked with the school district this summer. They have a goal setters program, which is aimed at kids that we really want to target to, you know, provide some structure for so that they have some better opportunities and can make some better choices in their life. And that's a piece of it. And I think that in the next few months, you'll probably see some additional proposals of joint ideas between city staff and the school district, because we continue to need to intervene on behalf of kids' lives before they get to the point where they're shooting at each other.
Yeah. I know that perceptually, Champaign County is a really, really, really bad county to drink and drive, DUI, right? I mean,
yes, we have our judges are tough on that. Yeah. Our state's attorney is.
Why can't we be that way with a gun that you shouldn't own? Why can't we just say, boy, I don't, you go to Ford County, don't go to Champaign. They're just ridiculous.
Well, and I think that's part of what the Fresh Start program is doing. You know, we have that call-in where we bring kids, well, not kids, they can be young adults, really, who are identified as either having been involved in gun-related crimes or kind of hanging out with people, and so that we think they may be involved next time. And we really do sit down and say to them, look, you know, there's no tolerance in this community, so we know who you are. And if you don't stop, the state's attorney is sitting right here, and she's going to be sure you're prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. We've got, you know, the police chiefs and the sheriff here. They're going to make sure you get arrested. And we talk about community impact of the gun violence. I mean, every shots fired is, you know, harmful to our community. And when somebody is hit or killed by a bullet, it the tragedy is unbelievable. And these the people who are picking these guns up need to understand, and they hear from parents whose children were shot what it's like to get the call that your kid has been killed in the street.
Because as you know, I mean, Champaign Central canceling a basketball tournament because they fear violence is such a bad reflection on the town, and it's so frustrating. You guys just sound like you're doing about everything you can do, and it's just a really tough problem. But we've got to stop this.
We agree. Yeah, and I think the thing that I would want the community to know is that we do take it seriously, and there are people working very hard on, you know, kind of the next iteration of what we need to do to continue to get at this problem. I would also say, and this is certainly not what you were implying, but I have kind of heard community grumbling, you know, oh, it's not fair, and, you know, my kid's not a bad kid, so why should they suffer with the change in a football game or a basketball game? And the reality is keeping our community safe is the number one priority. And I'm sorry that it's inconvenient, and it's awful that it has to happen, but it's really important that if our chiefs are saying, you know, or the district believes that they need to do that, then we need to respect it because they're not doing it lightly.
I know it's a priority, and it should be, because this it's heartbreaking for me to see what has happened. And again, I don't think it's anybody's necessarily one person's fault. It's just, man, and it sounds like you're all over it, and we need to be, because this is not something we can tolerate. It just can't be tolerated in this town, and I know you're all over it.
Well, can I say one other thing is that I agree with you, it cannot be tolerated. We need to, as a community, recognize it can't be tolerated anywhere. I think sometimes there is a tendency of, well, it wasn't in my neighborhood, so I don't really, it's not impacting me. I think we need to, as a community, start saying it impacts me no matter where it happens.
And what would you have all of us do if it's not in our neighborhood?
Well, I think continuing to be vigilant and take it seriously, right? The questions you are asking me are not neighborhood-based. It's community-based.
Yeah, right.
And we as a community need to not tolerate it. I think part of it is law enforcement and part of it is social work. The other piece of it is, as a community, we need to be outraged by it.
Yep.
We need to be, you know, just not accepting of it. And that's part of the Fresh Start program, right, is for the community comes together and says to individuals who are kind of prone to be part of the gun violence, it's not okay. You can't, you know, we're going to pick up the phone and call the police if we see you in our neighborhood with guns.
Absolutely right. And I'll continue my elegant rants for whatever they do.
I'm just,
it makes me so frustrated, and I will call people, do whatever I need to do, because Champaign-Urbana can't have gangs shooting people. That's not going to be allowed, and I don't know how to fix it. But fortunately, we elected you. Good
Yay,
work.
Yeah. Thanks.
Aren't you excited? Mayor, always a pleasure. Thanks for your minutes.
Thank you.
Mayor Deb Frank Finan, Mayor of Champaign, ESPN 93.5. It's 8:30. Well, if it's not our friend Bethany Manalo. How are you, Bethany?
Hi, good morning. I'm doing well.
We love game day spirit.
Corey's awesome. We were out there for a live broadcast last week. I love the way the store looks on campus with that huge tent and the tailgating atmosphere right there in the store. Isn't it fun working with Corey, Bethany?
Yeah, it's fantastic. And thank you for complimenting the store. Definitely a fun place to work.
Corey says it's fun working with Bethany.
Yeah.
I think that's it. Hey, so we got pink out, Illinois volleyball. Can I perhaps find pink shirts there at Game Day Spirit?
That is correct. The pink out volleyball game is tomorrow night against MSU. So that's going to be a fun time. We're just trying to bring awareness to breast cancer awareness month.
Yep.
And we do have long sleeve pink volleyball shirts that, for every shirt purchased, a portion of the proceeds will be going back to Mills Breast Cancer Institute right here in Champaign-Urbana.
Wonderful.
Of course, this is for the game on Saturday, but you're really doing it throughout Breast Cancer Awareness Month in October, right?
That's correct. So we will be, selling these shirts through to the end of October, so it's the 31st.
A lot of people gearing up for that walk at Meadowbrook Park in the morning on the 20th also. Might as well pick one up this week and you head on out for that, too. That should be fun.
Yeah, there you go.
Bethany, you guys got it going on. We love Game Day Spirit. We just, and I love the Neil and Kirby store. I think that looks fantastic as well. So keep it up. Let's go sell some stuff and go Illini and let's win some games, whatever sport, wins,
right.
Win games, matches, whatever it is, and buy orange, come on, and buy pink in this case. Bethany, always a pleasure. Thanks for your minutes.
Thank you.
Talk to you later. Bethany Manalo.
GameDaySpirit.com.
All right,
check
ESPN. Yeah, we've got it going. They've got great stuff.
Mm-hmm.
8:32.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump meets this morning with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo about the disappearance and reported murder of a Saudi Arabian journalist in Turkey. The Washington Post has published a last column from him.
Jamal Khashoggi writes, Arab governments have been given free rein to continue silencing the media. A Turkish newspaper pointing a finger at the Saudi crown prince, claiming a man spotted entering the consulate hours before Khashoggi vanished, traveled with the prince when he visited the United States this year. Saudi Arabia denies involvement in the disappearance.
Fox's Simon Owen. A new Fox poll finds health care is the number one issue on voters' minds and in general.
Our poll shows likely female voters support the Democratic candidates by 18 points. Since 2016, white women have gone from backing Trump by 9 points to backing Democrats by 2 points.
Fox's Trace Gallagher. This is Fox News.
Local news, Jamie Monticelli, brought to you by ABC Heating and Air. It's as easy as ABC to always be comfortable. Depend on their skilled, licensed, and experienced technicians at ABC Heating and Air Conditioning to help you with your residential and commercial needs. ABCHeatingAndAC.com, ABCHeatingAndAC.com, or call 352-5400.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Authorities are investigating after two men were physically assaulted early Sunday morning near University in Goodwin. WCIA says the incident might have been tied to a verbal altercation that had just happened on a private bus. The victims were assaulted by a group of three to five men. The city of Champaign staff will coordinate and host America Recycles Day at Boneyard Creek. That's coming up Saturday, November 10th. From 10 a.m. until noon. This year's community event will be geared toward cleaning up debris from near the Boneyard Creek. It'll be the first holiday season in a long time without Toys R Us, and Target is the latest retailer to make plans to fill some of that void. Target this week announced new plans to increase the square footage it gives to selling toys in stores and the variety of toys it sells. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Well, fall is officially here in central Illinois, and ABC Heating and Air knows that soon Old Man Winter will be knocking on your doors. Ensure your furnace is running at its best when you schedule a fall tune-up at ABC Heating and Air. Don't trust me? Read their reviews. Like ABC has come to my rescue more than once this week. We've always gotten great prompt service at a great price with ABC. And ABC is always professional and never overpriced on any item. Call ABC Heating and Air at 352-5400 or find them online at abcheatingandac.com.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Plenty of sunshine today. Looking good. We've got a high of 60 expected into the evening tonight, down to 38. 68 the high tomorrow, starting out partly sunny. Then more clouds and a 20% chance of rain early afternoon. Clouds and a low 46 on Friday night. Saturday's high at 66, sunny and breezy. Clear with some frost expected on Saturday night, low 29. 60 on Sunday with the sunshine. Back to work on Monday with the high 62.
Nice weather.
I know.
Yeah.
Right now, 34, ESPN 93.5.
There's a time for work. There's a time for play. There's a time to do things you don't do every day. There's a place to go for tools and machines and people with knowledge about these things. We've been here since 53 to meet your
pleasure to feature law enforcement. We do it every month here on the radio just because I believe law enforcement doesn't get the love and attention they deserve. They serve and protect. If we don't get a 911 phone call answered, I believe we have anarchy in a day. And I'm not joking. I really think the police are your kind of bridge from peace to chaos. And our featured law enforcement official this month is Colby Wright from the Urbana Police Department. Colby, first time on the radio.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thanks a lot.
Tell me why you love being in law enforcement, being a patrol guy. You're also a bike patrol guy.
Yeah, honestly, I really enjoy being able to take up for people that can't necessarily take up for themselves. So when people call us and they've been victimized, they've had something stolen from them, they've been beat up, whatever, it's really nice to be able to find that person, find their property, be able to give it back to them and help them seek some kind of justice. So I get a lot of satisfaction out of doing that.
Law Enforcement Official of the Month, brought to you by SK Exteriors. Their website, call SK today.
Hey guys, this is Scott Miller, local McDonald's owner-operator. Have you ever been at work and are craving your favorite McDonald's burger but are too busy to leave? Or have you ever been at home and just wish McDonald's would come to you? Well, your prayers have been answered. I'm excited to introduce McDelivery through Uber Eats. You can get McDonald's delivered to you anywhere in Champaign-Urbana 24 hours a day. All you have to do is download the Uber Eats app on your smartphone device. Why leave your home when we can bring your favorite McDonald's order McDelivered to you? Again, just download the Uber Eats app and you can get McDonald's delivered to you 24 hours a day with McDelivery.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. At Provident, our mission is to help people plan for and get through some of life's toughest challenges. We provide each of our clients with individualized strategies, premier service, and independent thinking to help them achieve their financial goals. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign or call 217-366-3456 or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Now, we like having Sean Tuma on the radio because he's one of those smart guys, expert on data protection. Sean, how are you?
I'm doing great, Stevie J. How are you?
Good to have you back. Kind of kid you wanted to sit by in class, Sean Tuma. Okay. Chinese manufacturing, appliances, phones, TVs. Are they putting a chip in there to watch me?
According to the Bloomberg report, yes, they are.
So they're going to know when the family reunion is and my potato salad recipe. I mean, what are they looking for?
Actually, Stevie J, I overstated that a little bit. They're probably not doing that to watch you as much as they are to be able to watch some people maybe who are more interesting or more important than me or you. But they're also doing that, if you think of warfare and espionage, to steal secrets for perhaps highly valuable intellectual property. And also, if there were to be a war between the nations, how great would it be for them to have the master kill switch to be able to shut off all our technology or maybe control it?
Well, if you turn off the button for cell phones and internet, we're screaming in the streets
right.
In an hour, man. I mean, we're just,
Exactly. Yeah, we had a internet provider get struck by lightning in Dallas last week. And for a day, you know, major carrier was down and people were going mad.
Sean, I guess we should announce a formulation of the new Stevie J. Sean Tuma business. I just invented it 30 seconds ago. We're going to start cyber sweepers and we're going to come into your home and sweep and make sure there's nothing in there.
Okay.
So make a billion on that one.
I thought you were going to tell me we were going to start making stone tablets and chisels.
Well, or selling kits to buy your cabin in Montana so you're off the grid, man.
Right.
It's crazy. I mean, I don't know how to even react to all that stuff because if they're putting a microchip in it, I'm not going to find it.
Right.
Exactly. You or I do not likely have the technical capability to find these things. They're minuscule. Sometimes they're buried in other chips
yeah.
and other layers
yeah.
of technology. But I hope, I mean, I've been hearing about this since 2013. I hope our intelligence agencies, and I'm sure they are, they usually are on top of this and have found a workaround or maybe have found their own way to use it back at them.
Well, I know one thing. If you're saying funny things or bad things, there's a really high likelihood somebody's going to hear you. So,
yeah, we all had better, keep our private thoughts private. But then the scary thing is when you think about this new technology now that'll read your mind and convert it to text.
What? See, that's it's so geeky, but so interesting, Sean.
I know.
It's just so geeky. It's really cool. How do people find Sean, T-U-M-A, Sean Tuma?
Best place is my law firm, Spencer Fain. The website is www.spencerfain.com.
And you happen to be a lawyer, too?
I am. I'm a lawyer, and I do this stuff for fun.
So you're one of those guys that got, like, 7 degrees, cuz?
Well, I'm actually a guy who failed out of college twice until I figured out I wanted to do something with my life.
Wow. And look at you now,
education
man.
Education was the easiest thing to do at that point.
Well, good for you. You're helping people. SpencerFain.com?
Yeah, SpencerFaine.
Gotcha. Sean Tuma, always a pleasure. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Stevie J.
ESPN.com. ESPNCU.com, website. You can podcast this
yeah.
later if you
always,
miss something.
Always good information.
What happened to the old microphone and the lampshade?
Right.
I didn't even find those.
I know.
In the vent or something.
Exactly.
Microchip, because it could be disguised as something else within it.
In my blender.
Come on, man.
What would you call a toilet that cleans itself? Impossible? Magic? A pipe dream? At American Standard, we simply call it a 4MAX toilet. 4MAX flushing technology gets the bowl 2 times cleaner than standard bowls with just water and is available in a variety of styles and options. And listen up, plumbers. Now through November 30th, you can receive a $25 incentive on each 4MAX toilet purchased. Enter code RADIO on my4max.com to learn more on rules and enrollment.
Hey, friends, there's a winter clothing giveaway of gently used clothing for all ages and all sizes. Coats, hats, gloves, boots, and additional apparel, all sorted in size. You can come and receive what you need and will use. It's all free. Saturday, October 27th, 8 till noon, Homer New Life Church of Faith, 505 West Crittenden in Homer. You can just call 278-9302, 278-9302 for information. And this, again, is coming up on Saturday, October 27th.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands from Lands Inc. It's fall, and it's a special time to buy a Trane heating and cooling system for your home from Lands. For a limited time, we're offering discounts up to $1,000 or special long-term financing with approved credit on qualifying Trane systems. That's $1,000 off or special financing. Call Lands for details or find us online at LandsInc.com. And remember, it's hard to stop a Trane. I'm Troy Lands. You can count on my company because you can count on me.
See Lands or visit Trane.com for complete program eligibility, dates, details, and restrictions.
If you're looking for a great car dealership, look no further than Honda BMW of Champaign. Ben Quattrone and his team just received the Honda President's Award in 2017, meaning they're one of the best Honda dealerships in America. They offer great deals. They have a tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time and customer service that'll keep you coming back. So before you buy, make sure you give the award-winning Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Just off Neil at Brewash and Savoy, online, drivechampaign.com.
On November 6th, vote for Diane Michaels for County Auditor. Diane has over 30 years of professional financial experience and has served in Champaign County government for 8 years. In addition, Diane's been an engaged member of our community, serving on the boards of the United Way and other community organizations.
This is Donna Green. We need competence, professionalism, and service in the County Auditor's office. That's why I am supporting County Auditor Diane Michaels. Diane and I worked together in the banking industry for over 20 years. Day to day, I saw her financial skills, hard work, and dedication. I know that we can trust Diane to oversee our county finances and to advance technology within the office.
Hi, I'm Diane Michaels. I've served voters in Champaign County for over 8 years, working to balance budgets and secure the long-term fiscal stability of our county. I want to continue to serve as your county auditor and ask for your vote on November 6th.
Paid for by Diane Michaels for County Auditor.
846 ESPN 93.5 Sports Headline.
Clayton Kershaw just struck out 9. I mean, I heard he put down the last 13 batters.
Yeah, Clayton Kershaw was Clayton Kershaw.
I mean,
he was really good.
Amazing. Yep. L.A. Dodgers beat Milwaukee 5-2 and 3-2 with the Dodgers on top right now. We've also got the American League side that had a little controversy. Did the fan interfere with the play when Jose Altuve hit that homer, or what do you think? Have you watched it?
Yeah.
That's what people are talking about today, and it's trending now. People are certainly bringing back that play and looking at it today. Boston Red Sox won 8-6, and that could have been a factor in the game, I suppose. They're bringing back Bartman, you know, kind of thoughts for me. And the Red Sox are on top 3-1. They've got a game at 7 o'clock in Houston tonight. Denver and Arizona in NFL action. Blackhawks in Arizona on ice.
Stations apply.
All right, here's your weather. It looks pretty darn good.
Yes, sunshine today, high 60 expected, clear conditions and a low 38 tonight, 68 the high tomorrow, 20% chance of rain after 1, clouds at a low 46 on Friday night. Saturday we've got a high 66, breezy, clear to low 29 on Saturday night, and then Sunday high 60 with plenty of sunshine once again. We're currently at 38.
Cancer Institute in Atlanta.
All right, 8:51, we were talking with Mayor Deb Frank Finan. I had been lamenting about the gun violence. I said, why can't we make this county much like it is perceptually with drunk driving and driving under the influence?
Right.
Because people know Champaign County is not a good place to
do
that.
We crack down on that.
Well, we really, really do. And I said, can we do that with guns? And if you have an illegal gun or such thing where you just don't want that in this county.
So John said, she just said there is no tolerance in this community. Are you kidding me? Our state's attorney is as lenient as there is. If the offenders are put into prison for their first serious crime, they aren't out of the streets committing their second and third and fourth. Aren't they out in the streets committing their...
You'd have to see the stats on what Julia Reitz is doing. I don't know. I really don't.
Okay.
I like Julia, but... We need to be tough on this, really, really tough. And again, we've been almost too tough. Is that possible to be too tough on DUI to where somebody can get in trouble for being .01? I've heard it, and I know somebody
right
that they had to go to court for .01.
Right.
So this is not accounted to, and I think that's great. I don't think you should drink and drive. You can drink all you want, but don't get behind a vehicle. That's all I'm saying.
Uh-huh. Another comment from a 217 texter. If the mayor is serious about getting serious, then the state's attorney has got to stop negotiating plea agreements on lesser offenses, and the judges have got to begin to come down hard. You can discuss with the kids, the district attorneys here, and the sheriffs here, and it's serious, we're not kidding, period. Doesn't mean anything to him, except especially if you let him out and you let him run in the streets, and then there's a kid that committed a crime and he's hanging out with other people. The liberal feel-good nonsense does not work. I'm in prison 3 times a week. When guys go into prison for an extended period, they begin to consider their own confidence and what has to be done not to have this happen again.
Well, again, it's your, you know, your background, your upbringing, what you've had growing up. Maybe you didn't have any parents. Maybe you just had the drug guy that's been nice to you and gives you occasional $100 bill. There's no question. If you say, and again, part of this could be, are a lot of the gun activities of Hispanic nature? Are they African American nature? And so it's going to probably show that there's probably looking like a bias if you come down hard on the community that has the gangs.
Uh-huh.
Could be white gangs, could be Hispanic gangs, could be Asian gangs, could be black gangs, I don't know. I'm just saying that might be one of the hesitations. But I think we are, as a society, willing to say, hey, let's straighten your life out. Let's just get you on the right track. You had a horrible upbringing, so it's hard to get so mad at you because you didn't. That's all true, but at some point you've got to stop the shootings in Champaign-Urbana. And you've got to stop the fact that we had to cancel a basketball tournament at Champaign Central, which perceptually is so bad for the town. Why don't you guys have a 16 basketball tournament? Because we don't know if there's going to be shootings.
Yeah,
what?
Yeah.
What?
That does not speak well to folks coming to town. And there's another comment about local ministers coming together and reflecting upon, our young black community and things like that.
There's a lot of factors in there. And obviously the community of ministers could help greatly.
Mayor Deb Frank Finan spoke about the community, and it's on all of us.
Yeah, and I'm certainly terribly sad and unhappy that it's to this point where there's been 89 shootings at least.
Yeah.
In our community, and that's Champaign-Urbana.
Yeah.
We're not talking about Chicago.
Right.
Champaign-Urbana, you just can't tolerate it, and so what are the steps? And she listed a lot of steps.
Uh-huh.
And maybe that they don't go far enough. Maybe the state's attorney isn't tough. I don't know.
And she said, you can't just say, it's not in my neighborhood, so I'm not going to worry.
It's all
about
of our problems.
Yes.
If Central cancels a basketball tournament or they have a football game at 8 a.m. on Saturday morning because they're afraid of Friday night. What? Okay. Back tomorrow.
All right. Always good to listen in at ESPNCU.com if you'd like to reflect on our show. Enjoy the day.
It's Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. Jeremy Warner Show coming up next. Thank you for listening. Appreciate you. I'm Stevie J. Meet you tomorrow. Have a great Thursday.